Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is April 28th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news, Adobe's Camera Raw 4.0 is out, yet the RAW converter is not backwards compatible with Photoshop CS2 and Elements 4.0 or earlier versions of those software packages. But there is good news on that front. Photoshop CS3 has shipped and is now ready for order. If you're interested in this particular software package, I suggest that you check out Macworld's review of that, and I will put the link in the blog for you so you can go take a look at that. Apple has released the latest version of Aperture, version 1.5.3, and they also recommend that Mac users update to the latest version of OS X, which is 10.4.9, to get the best out of this software package. And yes, it does handle Nikon's RAW format. Test images from Nikon's new Coolpix P5000 camera are available online. I will give you the link to that in the blog so you can check out the images that one photographer took with this new, well, it's a 10-megapixel Coolpix, which is really kind of nifty. Also, it's a cool-looking camera itself, kind of halfway between one of the little point-and-shoots and a SLR in appearance. So why don't you take a look at that as well. Continuing on with Nikon's cameras, the D40 has won yet another award. The Technical Image Press Association has chosen the D40 as the best entry-level digital SLR camera. You can find the whole list of winners of this particular, it's not really a competition or a contest, they're just awards given by the association. But there's a press release by Imaging Resource, and once again, I will post that for you so you can take a look at the other winners from the Technical Image Press Association and see what you think. Stepping away from the digital into the realm of film, Ilford Imaging in Switzerland has assured us that their popular Ilfachrome film is not going out of production and will still be widely available. So if you use that particular type of film, have no fear, it's still going to be everywhere and available in the US and Canada as well. Moving on into the forums, segment number one of the Photographers of the Year 2007 contest is closing on Monday, the 30th of April. So depending on when you download this podcast, you might be too late or you might have a couple of days to get in your shots. The categories are open for just about anything that you can post in any of our forums, studio and pets. Segment 2 starts the 1st of May and has categories of nature, still life, and portraits. So if you're interested in submitting one of your pictures for our contest, please go right ahead. You have to be a regular silver, gold, or platinum Nikonian to enter, and we would ask that you limit yourself to one entry per category per segment, so we don't flood the market, give everybody an equal chance. Now, the forum of the week this week is landscape photography. Now, I promised a new contest this week as well, and our winner from last time has said that maybe we should look at the best tip for the forum of the week to be the winner. So, what can I say about that? Landscape photography. If you're good at it or if you have hints and tips, you can enter the contest. All you have to do is send me an email to newsflash@nikonians.org letting me know that you've posted something in the landscape forum, and I will go take a look at that. The Landscape Photography Forum itself is a great place for advice about how to approach certain landscape settings. Just a quick look around that forum has a lot of people asking about particular situations they will be experiencing and asking for advice on what they should do when they get there. So, hey, you know, if you're wandering around town and you see some great landscape shots, but you're not sure how to get those from the sky into your camera and onto film or onto your computer, why don't you post something in the forum and ask some good questions on that? Now, I know I asked about the contest for last week and I didn't get a lot of responses, so this week is going to be a dual contest. So last week's contest is still open for yet another week, as well as this week's contest for the best suggestion or tip in the landscape photography forum. All you have to do is drop me an email. Please include your shipping address and t-shirt size, and get that to me by midnight Eastern time on, oh, let's pick a day. How about next Friday, which is in time for the next podcast, which will be the 4th of May. So get that to me by May 4th at midnight Eastern time, and hopefully I will have two winners next week of Nikonian's t-shirts. Wrapping up this week's podcast is once again from the A Picture I Took forum. Now, instead of just one picture, this is the entire thread that caught my eye. The first picture is fantastic, and then there's more to come. And that thread is entitled Smoking. So I'll post the link for you so you can take a look at that and let us know what you think. If you have any announcements you'd like to make on News Flash, you can email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. We're always looking forward to hearing from our faithful listeners. That's all for this week. I will be back next week on the 5th of May with the next installment of Nikonians News Flash.